faith works by love. We know that. Love never fails. Turn with me. Let's go back here to the 13th chapter of the book of John. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, having what? Having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them to the end. Supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things, given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he came from love and went to love. He riseth from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. And that he poureth water into a basin, he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Now, Peter argued with him there a little bit. He that is washed needeth not to have washed, so forth. For he knew who should betray him, verse 11. Therefore said he, you are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? You call me master and Lord. You say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Now, to us, I mean, we all wear shoes. They didn't. At the best, they had sandals. It was nasty. That's the reason Peter said, no. He didn't understand what Jesus was doing. I mean, it is filthy. You just walked around dodging all different kinds of things in the street. And here, they had gone to this place at night. It was in the middle of the night. It was dark. And artists don't read the Bible. They just make up stuff. That big, long table with everybody on it and Jesus in the middle. No. They were on the floor. Any table would have been mats and so forth on the floor. It was night, and it was lit by all lamps. It was dark in there. Very intimate. And they were just all piled in there together. And Jesus was serving that last Passover meal. Oh, all kinds of things that he did. He took Messiah's cup and turned it up. And the linen napkin with matzo bread, where you take out Abraham, put him back, Isaac, put him back, Jacob, and so forth. And you take out Isaac and break him. Why? He didn't do that. He took that middle one and broke it, and he said, this is my body broken for you. This is my body broken for you. Notice what he said here. Verse 20. This is a book of exchanges. Remember I said that? Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receives me. And he that receives me receives him that sent me. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified, say, truly, truly, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one to on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. He believed the love. That's the reason he wrote what he did in the letter in 1 John. He knew it and he believed it. And he's the only one that lived a long, 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 long time. Nobody could kill him. They boiled him in oil and he didn't stay boiled. So they threw him away. Threw him out on a horrible place called Patmos. And he wrote the book of Revelation. And it come down to the book of Revelation, it says, the end.
Amen.
The end, yes. I've been rereading it. It's a letter. Don't get all over into the weeds. Just start out, it says, blessed is everybody that reads this. Okay, just take that and go for it. It's a vision. Anyway. Oh, let me ask you something else. Do you ever wonder why Luke's account of the birth of Jesus is so more detailed than the others? I did. But I just thought, oh, well. Until Rick Renner sent me his book, Christmas,
yes.
The Rest of the Story.
Yes.
Well, of course, Luke went to Ephesus and interviewed Mary. And John was there. So John didn't see any use writing another one. I'll tell you, that's a marvelous book. You just need to get one or two or three or four. And everybody pass them out during Christmas. And all of the artwork is done by a Russian Jew that's very, very close friend of Rick Renner's. It is magnificent. Now, I found out that the reason everybody in Nazareth knew him, at the little town of Nazareth never had over 120 to 150 people in it. What the hell, somebody want Jesus? We know that, young'un. too familiar. The word carpenter. From the Greek word techno, technician. Or technologically advanced. There wasn't a whole lot of wood for him to be a carpenter of because everything was built out of rocks and stone. But he was a very, very advanced man. And he was wealthy to start with, and so was his wife. So Rick went into the background of both of them. This poor carpenter, he wasn't poor. He never was poor at a time. He became poor when he just dumped everything. But none of his disciples were poor. Anyway, all of these things are important. This book of covenants and history, the good, the bad, the ugly, the wonderful, but all of it a book of love. One of you shall betray me. Then the disciples, one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. Can you see this now? I mean, they're all tucked in there together. And Peter looks over and says, ask him. You ask him. John said, no, I'm not going to ask him. No, you ask him. Peter, James, and John. It says a lot for Mr. Zebedee.
Yes.
Amen. A lot. Peter, James, and John. So, the one that stayed with Jesus all the way through the whole thing. He didn't get out away from him at all. Not any time through the trial, through everything else, all of it, the terror of it all. He was there. He stayed right with him. He wouldn't leave him. Because love casts out fear. He had no fear of it. And he had fallen in love with this man. He loved him so. Followed him all the way to the end. And he stayed all the way to the end. He was the last one. And he died an old man. They tried to kill him. They tried everything they could do to get rid of him. But the apostle of love, faith works by love. The apostle of love. So I want you to see it. Right there in that place. He then lying on Jesus' breast said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop or a morsel when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. He entered into him, not on him. He entered into him. That thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this unto him. For some of them thought, Jesus thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things which we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. It is the middle of the night in a Passover meal, and they thought maybe he sent him to give something to the poor. Now, what kind of reputation does that take? What do you have to do to get that reputation? You give to the poor all the time. So no way he could be poor. If he gives to the poor night and day, now, some people, in our circles would have thought, the guy had to use the restroom again. having no idea what was happening in the spirit. Completely oblivious to the spirit realm. Well, of course they were. They were not born again men. They were still natural men. Natural thinking. They had followed him night and day for 3.5 years with little sleep. Saw all kinds of miracles. But we find out, and you need to watch, why that could have been sold and given to the poor, said Judas. Well, read the rest of it. He cared nothing for the poor, for he was a thief, and he was stealing out of that bag. And that 30 pieces of silver looked good to him. I'm convinced after reading this book for many, many years that you think about and go back in there and look at all the times that well, right there at Nazareth, they're going to push him off the cliff. And he just walked out from among them. And how many times that happened? He just disappeared and just showed up somewhere else, but their minds and eyes were blinded to him because it wasn't his time. I'm convinced that Judas had the idea that's exactly the same thing he's going to do, and I'll cover it up, and then when it's all over with, he'll reinstate Israel, and it'll all be over, and that's it. Now, Abraham is called the covenant friend of God. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus called Judas friend. He could have repented. But then Peter preached later and said he went to his place. His major problem in his terrible remorse and fear, he hung himself. Yes. He still could have repented. Jesus would have accepted.
That's right.
But he didn't do it. Well, I'm not the judge. Thank God. Don't you know that's hard on the Lord? And he knew this young man from the very beginning. Anyway, now here it is. Verse 31, therefore, when he was gone out, verse 30, he then received the sop, the morsel, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now. He had to get that devil out of that room before he could go any further. Not Judas. He had to get Satan out of that room. Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I'm with you. You shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, where I go, you cannot go. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Where I go, you can't follow me, but you shall follow me afterwards. 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. And where I go, you'll know, and the way you know. Thomas saith to him, Lord, we know not where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you'd known me, you should have known my Father. That's that word known, is known. It's the same word. Have I been so long with you and you have not known me, Philip? He that's seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show me the Father? Believe thou that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless or as orphans. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I'm in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. I'm telling you, love is the key to success.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. May 12 through 13, make plans to be at the South Africa Victory Campaign in Randburg, South Africa. June 1 through 3, come to the Europe Victory Campaign in North Yorkshire, United Kingdom. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
The last 3 years, in 2020, March of 2020, when we were locked down during the pandemic, sure, it was a time that you had to stand on the word. And if it was such a difficult time for us who actually knows and understand the word, I prayed earnestly for the people who didn't know Jesus as Lord. We have been helping people. We have been providing people with food. We have been providing people with resources that they need. We have supported 18 widows, taken care of orphans, we gave households food that would last for four people for a month. We had an agreement with a local retailer where we would order food on behalf of our partners who were actually struggling during the time, because a lot of people became unemployed during this time because they could not go out to work and they didn't receive any salary. So we would provide them with food, and we would phone the retailer and they would do a curb drop for us. No matter whether you were a partner or not, we helped everyone, because I wanted people to know that the people who say Jesus is Lord actually cares. And it's because we have such amazing, awesome partners who understand that the principle of sowing and reaping. And we could not have done everything we've been doing for the past 2.5 years, almost 3 years, if it wasn't for the partners that has heard, who have heard the voice of God to partner with the ministry, the African office. I couldn't do this work without my partners, without our partners. I could never do this alone. And therefore, I am eternally grateful that I, first and foremost, I am a partner.
There is one force that is the source of all spiritual power. One force that will give you victory. One force that is God Himself. It's love. Open the door to God's overcoming authority in your life with the Power of Love package by Kenneth Copeland, The Power of Love and Love Confessions, and a mini book by Gloria Copeland called Love, The Secret to Your Success. When you remain in God's agape love, fear is shut out and you are positioned to never fail. It puts a wall of protection around you and opens you up to receive God's blessing. By faith, you can learn to love with the God kind of love. Activate His power in your life by making the quality decision to remain in love. Continually confess His word. Then begin to see how it causes your faith to work and propels you over every obstacle. Act on God's word and experience the power of love.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Brother Copeland concluded today's message sharing what Jesus said. He that loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. That's the power of love in action when Jesus makes himself real to you and shows himself to you. Then love is the key to success in your life. This week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to give you some of their teaching on the subject of love. It's called the Power of Love Package, and it includes 3 products that will help build your faith to transform your world through living in God's love. To request your free package, go to kcm.org. These materials are also available as free downloads on our website. Brother Copeland will be in Randburg, South Africa, May 12th and 13th for the 2023 South Africa Victory Campaign. It's going to be a spirit-led, faith-filled time declaring the power of God across the continent of Africa and all around the world. Come and expect a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The South Africa Victory Campaign is a free event, so register today. For all the information, go to kcm.org/events. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.